At first glance, all three emperors wear bright yellow formal court attire. But look at the patterns on the court robes. They are not all the same. In general, the development and changes seen in Qing imperial ancestor portraiture can be separated into three phases. Period of the first three Qing rulers, the Kangxi and Yongzheng periods, and from the Qianlong era onwards. Examine the court robe of the Xuanzi Emperor from the early Qing dynasty on your far left. Can you spot how many dragon roundels? There are three on the front, three on the back, and one on each shoulder. Eight in total. This is the general design of an emperor's court robe from the early Qing dynasty, with a relatively simple overall style. By contrast, the decoration on their clothing became more complicated in Kangxi and Yongzheng periods. Patterns such as front-facing dragons, moving dragons, colored clouds, assorted treasures, mountains, and rolling waves were added to the decorative repertoire of the court attire during that time. Official regulations on the court attire of the Qing dynasty were fully developed during the reign of the Qianlong Emperor. Unlike the Kangxi and Yongzheng periods, small dragon roundels no longer appeared below the court belt, and the waistline of the robe was raised. 12 imperial symbols, including a constellation, pheasant, pair of sacrificial wine vessels, waterweed, axe, and the Fu symbol were also added to the court robes. Below the front-facing dragon on the chest are the emblems of the eight Taoist immortals, including the flower basket, fish drum, pair of castanets, sword, fan, flute, double gourd, and lotus. They are enclosed within a circle, surrounding the Chinese character Shō for longevity. Last but not least, the sleeves on the lower arm were changed to bright yellow, and the outfit was completed by a court necklace made of Eastern pearls. If you would like to learn more about the 12 imperial symbols, please visit an area dedicated to this theme behind you.